eyes open, and the mother wasn't there. And then Malice is raising them with milk, and that my goat's jumping over the gate in the barn, in the barn and out of the barn, as when he's pleased.
What's his name, John?
King Solomon. Dale? Well, we bought some other cows, and one of them was born blind, and we named it Rudolph, and I call him Angel Face. And, well, we learned how to brand calves, and I got up too close to one, and he about made a hole in my head. And, well, we got through with our turkeys. We had three bunches. We had 20,000. And I helped unload them. I got $5 for working this year. And I got me a Boy Scout pocket knife, and Scott got himself a Cub Scout. And, you want to talk to Sherry?
Yeah, I want
to
know who you are and when you said your poem.
Dale? While I was at school in Arkansas, just about at the very end of it, we had this kind of a program, and I said a poem. It was named Five Little Squirrels, and I am now. I'll say the speech. I am Scott Coleman. Five little squirrels sitting in a tree. Said the first little squirrel, "What's that I see?" "It's a man with a gun," said the third squirrel. "Let's run," said the fourth little squirrel. "Let's hide in the shade," said the fifth little squirrel. "Oh, shucks, I'm not afraid." And then bang once again, and they ran everyone.
Now, that's real good.
I wish you was there to go squirrel hunting with me.
What about them chiggers and ticks over there, Scott?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of them, Dale. And Dale, I want to tell you one more thing. When Andy was saying, and Scott had a pocket knife, a Cub Scout, well, he didn't say all of it. I was going to say it, so... I got a Cub Scout pocket knife, and there's this other pocket knife. I got two. And, well, I'll see ya. I'll be listening for ya.
Aren't you ready to talk, Andy?
I gotta think of something first.
Well, what you got to think about?
I got
something. Did you tell him what you do for them hornet bites, Scott?
What hornet bites?
Whenever you get a hornet sting, a wasp, what do you do?
Dale? I'm really not through yet, but when a wasp starts coming around me, you can freeze. You can freeze, and if he lands on you, don't make a move. Don't move anything on you, or it'll sting you. And
if he does sting you, what do you do for it?
Holler. We holler.
Well, what do you put on it?
Medicine.
What did you say the other day you done for it?
What did you tell Sherry you did?
No. That was bumblebee.
What do you do for bumblebee?
You do what?
Pee on it.
Oh.
That's what you do to it.
Well, does that help it?
Yes.
It does.
It quits the sting.
Remember
that, Dale. Bye.
Ask them if they have any over there.
You have any there over there?
baby eagle sings for me?
He did that. Dale, I went on a camping trip. I was a Weblo, and we went up to Beaver Lake, and we went fishing and a hike, and I went skiing up there my first time, and I rode a whole bunch of times, and the man said up there I was real, real good. And I swore I was going to get in trouble. I got home, I never did have permission. And I caught a whole bunch of perch, and none of us caught any big fish. And, well, I won't have to sing a song here.
You feel a song coming on, Andy?
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah, now don't blame me if I get a few words wrong. But I don't know this song very good. Yeah.
Here it goes.
I gotta get through the grin part. There once lived an Indian maid, a shy little prairie maid. He sang away a love song gay while on the plain. She roamed around the day. She loved a bull year old. A little bull, but brave and gay. He rode one day a battle on the plain. Now the moon shines tonight on pretty red wings. The breeze is sighing, the night bird's crying. Far, oh far beneath the sky, her brave is sleeping. While red wings weeping, her heart away. She watched warm day and night. She kept all the campfires right. While under the moon each night she would dream and dream about his coming by and by. When all the braves return, the heart of Red Wing yearn for far, far away her warrior lay. While on the her warrior lay. And, well, Sherry just took a picture of me. Well, see ya. Dale, we got a birthday present for you on your birthday.
Day.
Well,
maybe.
Believe it or not, Mother's going to have a baby. It might be on your birthday or on Canard's. We might just name it after you, too.
It might be on Christmas, too, for a birthday present.
We're going to sing you a song.
What's that about for the Lord?
Oh, angels watching over me, my Lord. Scott Coleman, brother.
Yeah, hold it
out
here. Come on,
Landy. I want to sing it. Dale, I want to sing another song named Angels Marching Over Me,
My Lord.
That was Andy. And Dale, here it goes.
Here
angels over in Arkansas at the pro when I said right after I said my poem after the show.
Let's go.
Angels all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Pray me, Lord, to pray my soul. Angels marching over me, Lord.
Hold on, folks.
All night, all day, angels marching over me, my Lord. Pray me, Lord, to keep my soul. Angels marching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, all night, angels marching
good.
Yeah, boy.
Dale, Aunt Dorothy's fixing to talk to you in just a second, but I just thought I'd tell you that I got a phone call the other day, and I was really surprised. I'm sure you will be, too, to hear that of all the people in the world that are getting married, Cindy Bliss and Donnie's gotten drafted, and they're getting married August 31st, and I'm supposed to be in her wedding. And so I thought you'd like to know that little news bit. Here's Aunt Dorothy. Yeah, Randy's getting married Saturday night. The boys wanted me to tell you.
Hi, Dale. How are you doing? I'm sorry we missed you, but maybe next time we'll make better connections. I'm anxious to hear all about the country over there and what's going on, so if you have time, drop us a line, and I'll try and do better than I've been doing. Now, we think of you often, but that doesn't do you much good. Just hurry up and get your time through and hurry back and see us.